Welcome to the Working Hands Podcast. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. What's going on, man?
What is up? I'd like to take this time to thank our sponsor, Sabertooth. If you go to sabertooth.com, you can save 10% by using code WH on all your carving burrs and discs. Start the new year off right, getting some new power carving stuff. I use them. You should too.
And I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers. Your home for abrasives, tool. Yeah, man, why do I always screw this one up? Your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier. You can find them at maritimeknifesupply.ca and .com.
While we're on the subject, let's go into our Patreon. If you become a member of our Patreon, you get entered into a monthly giveaway that is run by Gnome Hammer Forge, and he gives away a hammer every month to the patrons of our show and a couple other shows. You're all entered into a raffle. It's worth it. So he's trying to get a gnome in every home. So I gave him that slogan this week. So get yourself a gnome hammer. If you can't do that, then he's selling them at Maritime soon and yep. And at Housemaid at 100 a clip. So they come and go. So you got to be, if you're a member of the Patreon, you can get in early on that stuff. So what is going on, Tony?
Not much, man. Just getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, well, as this releases, one of the holidays already passed. So happy belated Merry Christmas.
It's a new one. Happy belated Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That works.
Happy belated Festivus. All of it. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. I think that's all passed as this releases, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But I know Christmas
I believe
is.
So. Yes.
So, yeah. Everyone's probably home in the holiday spirit. Half working this week. So, maybe you're out in the shop. Maybe you're not.
Yeah, I will not be working the week of Christmas. I get off Monday morning, off nights. So, I'll sleep early Christmas morning, get up, stuff my face, open some gifts, go home and sleep. That's probably going to be the plan.
Nice.
But then I go back to work, and then New Year's ends up being my swing. So that'll be, that's actually not too bad, because I'll go from days to nights on New Year's. So if I wanted to get out and do anything, I can. So it'll be good.
I typically don't do anything, but we'll see where the wind takes me.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm getting too old to go out and party too much, and all my party friends all have kids now, same as me. So it's not easy to get everybody together.
I don't have any friends, so it makes it real easy for me.
Yeah. Sending those out, are you?
Yeah. I did send Ed John's one, because why not?
Yeah.
A no new friends bottle opener.
How's that going anyway? So you starting to get the colors, or is that kind of witchcraft at this point?
It really depends. I think the problem I'm having is, I don't know, are there different grades of stainless? There must
yes.
be.
Yes.
So I'm struggling with these stainless bottle openers that I bought. I have bought them from three different suppliers now. And the one supplier where I bought like four from, I could get the color on. The other two suppliers, and they don't sell them anymore. The other two suppliers, I can't get the color on. I can't get a consistent color. So I can run a material test and get color, and then when I try and match that color, I can't on the next piece. So I'm wondering if it's like differences in the alloy of stainless between the bottle openers. I don't know what my issue is, because when I screw it up and it's not right, I can turn it over and run the material test, and the colors don't match the same material test. So I think it is where I'm sourcing the bottle openers from. So I did find a guy who makes real nice ones. They look exactly the same, but they're a little thicker. Mm-hmm. And they cost a little more, but I think it's worth it in the end to just go with that. So I know it's consistent and it's not from overseas stainless, you know, it'll be from here, or at least the guy who cuts them out is here. So
yeah,
maybe he's got a better track record of it could be in the same type of steel.
Yeah, it could be steel type, and then it could be if there's any kind of annealing or temper or anything that's already put into the steel might change that for you too.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is, but I think there might be something like that that you could do with, like with your overseas steels. Maybe you put them through an anneal at a certain temperature. But I know that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's almost not worth it for what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think if you can spend a couple extra bucks per blank or whatever, and it's repeatable, then that's way easier and way better.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't want to have to, like, this is a complete side gig for me. So I don't want to have to do annealing or any of that craziness. And I've been doing some research on it, and a lot of people struggle getting the color on a lot of different things. And these are people that know way more than I do about this stuff. So it's kind of witchcrafty. It could be the focus is off. It could be like, there's so many variables that it's tough to do.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, any kind of troubleshooting, you got to work through the variables, and then you got to eliminate some, but with what your stock piece is, I mean, you can't, the variables change from piece to piece, it seems like.
Well, I've even tried on the same piece of stock. So I'll do a material test and I'll get a color, whether or not it's the color I want, right? Like, so the other day I got like this green hue, like almost like a teal green. And I was like, mm-hmm. All right, let me try and replicate that on the same piece of steel. I just moved it over, drew a box, matched those exact settings, and it didn't come out in color. It came out black. Nothing changed other than the position of where it was.
Yeah, you probably got some inconsistencies in the steel itself.
Right, and I've seen that. When
you probably see that from logo to logo.
I've seen it from one side of a logo to the other.
Yeah, yeah. You probably got something that's, yeah, it may not be as stainless as you think.
It's definitely not. I just held a magnet to one, and it had just the slightest tinge of magnification to it.
Yeah, that's kind of broad strokes for stainless. There is stainless that is magnetic. I don't quote me on what one it is, but there are stainless that have enough in them that you can stick a magnet to them.
Really?
I think that's on the lower grade side, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, because even like if I take one of these cards, these scrap ones, and I put it on the back of my phone, it sticks to the back of my phone, but yet it's stainless. You know how the Apple's got a magnet in the back?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to, that the way that's sticking, that doesn't feel like anything, any stainless I've ever seen.
Right? It's weird. So I think it's just the cheapo.
Have you got that stuff wet to see if it like takes any, like if it tarnishes or anything, like to see how much iron?
Tonight I will. I hope not, because I sent out a bunch of these. I never said they were stainless, but in the hopes that they were.
Yeah, I mean, well, your fingerprints should kind of tell you too. They should tarnish anything that's not like clean, or not stainless, I guess.
I'm just going to dunk one in a jar of water and leave it there, see what happens to it after a week.
Yeah, stainless isn't perfect. Like, it shouldn't stay perfect for that amount of time, but if you see something overnight and like you see flash rust after you do something like that, my thought is that it's not stainless, or it's not a very high grade of stainless.
Well, I definitely don't think it's a high grade of stainless, but all in all, they're bottle openers and they will work. So I will work on the colors later. I don't have the laser set up yet in the right spot, like it's permanent home. So like I have a makeshift exhaust. I have like nothing that I want set up right for it yet. So I haven't ventured out. I definitely haven't done brass yet. So
yeah, that could change things for you too. Like if you've got enough exhaust there to pull heat away, then it might change your results as well.
What I did, they don't make it for it, but I started assembling a setup because I want to do air assist on the fiber. So okay. I ordered those parts, I don't know, from Amazon and a few other places because I have a cool way of doing it. And, you know, at the holidays, I mean, we're recording before Christmas now, so they're still outstanding getting to me. So,
yeah.
Which I get, and I'm not in a rush for it, you know, so when they get here, I'll have air assist end and exhaust all set up, and everything will be like pretty tight and moving pretty good. So it should keep things cooler.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like it might help with some consistency there too.
Yeah. I was looking at different air assist things. I was going to buy like a whole air tank, like air compressor, like the one I put in my garage.
Right.
And then I was thinking about it, and I have an airbrush air compressor.
Oh.
So there's no tank to it. It's just constant. So it's a little louder than the California air, but I have it. So I'm going to run that. Just turn it on when I'm burning, and that should keep the metal dust blowing into the exhaust and out the door.
Hmm. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. And then I bought the manifold, and then one of those, you've seen them, like Brian House uses them for like the water thing, like the nozzle, like the adjustable blue nozzles with the orange.
Oh, tip. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a bunch of cups stuck together, and it gives you like a bending. Yep.
I bought that. I bought like a magnet base one and a manifold. I bought some new hose. So I'm hoping that setup works for me. We should have all that assembled like New Year's Day.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, yeah. It's been fun, though. I mean, it's nice having a laser. You know, I had that diode, which I still use, but this thing is just, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, so you can't cut anything. You can only engrave at this point.
So I bought it. And I've spent a lot of money on all these extras for it, like the air assist. Like, I don't need air assist for a bottle opener, right? That's just etching. The reason I bought it is so I can cut silver with it. And I know it's only a 30 watt, and it's going to take forever to cut silver, but I need to cut maybe, I don't know, 20 pieces of silver a year, so it doesn't really matter. It's for the wife. So it's going to take a while to cut each one, but... from these different people I've been talking to, you can do it on my laser with a 30 watt and air assist and the proper clamping and setup and all that stuff. And it's only a few minutes per cut. I don't know if I believe a few minutes. I think it's probably more like 35 to 40 minutes to cut. But whatever. If it works, it works. If not, I'll just keep doing the engraving thing and then upgrade to a 200 watt one, you know?
Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna wind up buying another one. I can feel it already.
Nice.
What I want is one of those big CO2 lasers, but they are they're very large and they need chillers and this and that. I don't have the space for it. So
yeah, I didn't realize they needed the chillers. I mean, I realized after like Chad got his, and he went through all that rigmarole. Like, I thought it was something I could throw in my garage and be perfectly fine, and then I was like, nope.
Well, you can run antifreeze in the chiller and all that stuff, but
yeah, it just turned into, well, not that I was ever really looking at it because that's not really my jam, but just, you know, things you run through your mind, and you're like, oh, I wonder what that'd be like, and then it's like, oh no, that's a bad idea.
I mean, it's interesting to me, like, I bought this thing as a hobby, right? I'm not running a business with it. So it was either this or a CO2 at the time I was buying it. And I have more uses for a fiber than a CO2 at the moment.
Gotcha.
Only because, you know, if I really need a CO2, I can bug the boys at Green Street Joinery and get stuff cut over there.
Right.
Since I'm not running a full-blown business. So there's that. And I know a lot more people with CO2s, like if they can't help me, somebody could. But if you look at the price points of both of them, they're about equal. Like everyone's like, oh, fiber's so expensive. I don't really think it is, because you buy the CO2, then you got to buy all this other stuff with it. You know, the fiber you buy, that's it. You're done. I mean, I've bought air assist, but 99% of people who are doing it don't need to buy an air assist thing. Right. So I don't know. To me, it's about the same price.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got a lot more use for it, so I'm happy with my purchase. What about you? What have you been up to? Anything good?
Not really. Still coaching away, trying to get motivated to get back in the gym. Got to get settled for, I got some dates now for April, I think it is. There's a strongman meet, so I want to try and get set up for that. Yeah, that's about it. Just chilling out for the holidays, get to see some family over the next few days and just kind of have some fun.
Good stuff. Good stuff. It's quiet week, but it's also the calm before the storm, because next week, January 3rd,
yes,
we have a big announcement. Start the new year off right. We're giving you kids a week's notice. You're on 7 days from now if you're listening on release day. If you delayed when you put this on, it may be a tighter time frame. But January 3rd, what do we have, Tony?
Oh, man. You're making me laugh. Make What You Fear is coming. It's coming back for year three.
Year three.
Does that not make you kind of want, like, wow?
Yeah, we're getting old, Tony.
Oh, easy now. I started this podcast. I was in my 30s.
What year did we start?
2021.
Yeah, I was not in my 30s. Yeah. May have been in my 60s, though.
Yeah.
Anywho, Make What You Fear is coming. We won't give you the prompt today, but we'll give you some parameters so you can start hurrying up with this slow week at your day job or the calm after the holiday rush. But it's coming. You'll have 3 months to complete your project. All the parameters will be set out next week. But you got 3 months. So what's 3 times 4? It's 12 weekends if you're a weekend warrior like us.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can figure out what to make next Wednesday and get going that following weekend.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm going to do yet.
I know what I'm doing. And
I haven't even told you the prompt yet.
I know, but I already know. I have a whole list of projects for next year, so I assume the prompt will fit into one of them, and I'll just move it up the timetable. So what we are going to want this year is to see you guys posting all throughout your journey of making your Make What You Fear project, whether it's a one-day build or if it's going to take you the 3 months. We want to see it from start to finish the whole time, so hopefully it helps you out with your new posting goals and gaining new followers next year. We also encourage you, if you see somebody posting it, to follow the hashtag that we're going to give you next week. I don't know if we decided on what it is, but
yeah, hopefully shorter than last time.
Yeah, I think it'll be MWYF24.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
So that we end up with something easier for everybody to, and yeah, something different.
Yeah. The idea with all the stuff we do, this, the swap, it's all community building. So get in there, start following the people who are posting and participating, commenting, sharing, do all that stuff. Let's grow the community together, you know?
Yep.
Tell your friends about it. If you know somebody who's getting into making or is already a maker but may not know of Working Hands Podcast, tell them about the competition. Get them involved. We'll spread this far and wide. We got some cool sponsors this year, so you're probably going to want to win.
Yep. We definitely got some good ones this year.
Yeah, we're still reaching out to some other sponsors. I got to talk to you later, Tony, about, two more I want to reach out to.
Oh, cool. That'll be good.
Yeah. We are going to do a one winner take all this year.
Yes.
So there's only one prize. So bring the heat, but don't let that shy away from telling your friends to join. I mean, there's enough in this prize pack to where maybe if you get them to join and they win, maybe they'll share something with you. Yeah, if they're a friend of yours, who knows?
Yeah, if they're an acquaintance, then meh.
Yeah. I know I joke all the time, no new friends, but I'm looking to see some new faces in this one. So tell everyone.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's also more fun when you're up against more people. And the victory is a little sweeter when you beat all your friends and then you can laugh in their face.
There you go. No new friends right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good way to clear out some old friends, too.
Yeah, yeah. The friends list is full. How would you say this? Vacancies will be enforced?
Yeah. Obviously, we've said it before, Make What You Fear is not to make something that scares you. It's just whatever challenges you. the name is just catchy.
Yep, that it is.
But I mean, think about it. We've had some crazy things in the past, like stone urinals, knife makers who've never made knives before, bicycle-powered tools, bicycle-powered Jeeps.
Yes, we've had a lot of interesting stuff.
A log splitter. We split the gamut in the years past. I can't even begin to name them all.
Yeah, I'm having a, like, there's lots of memorable ones, but I'm just trying to want to name them if I'm not 100%, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always been fun the last 2 years, and we're hoping that we've dialed in everything for this one, so.
Time frames, prompt, yeah. Sponsors.
And if we don't, we'll fix it next year.
Yeah. But yeah, it should be fun. Get your friends involved.
Yeah, the more the merrier for sure.
Well, you say we thank those patrons. That's at least a list of a few people that I think will be on the Make What You Fear hashtag.
Oh, I thought if you're on this list, you're obligated.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely obligated. The list we read off and all those that we don't, you're all obligated.
Yes, and actually, we have a new one this week that I had forgotten about until now. So apologize for a second here.
What, you want me to vamp for you while you go through your paperwork, Tony?
Vamp.
If you do join our Patreon, as we mentioned earlier, there is after shows that you can gain access to, as well as the monthly drawings from Gnome Hammer. I have a story about the Gnome Hammer hammer. Why Tony's looking up this name.
I got it.
Okay.
It was only taking me a second.
I won't tell my story then. That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah, that was my point. Just trying to get you to shut up.
Let's hear those patrons, Tony.
All right. We have Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery, and our top tier, we have Eastpoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of MaritimeKniveSupply.com, Ed Johns of ButtJoints.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Brian Housework of Workfort Podcast, Matt of Wooden Mustache, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnome Hammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Do Construction, and Daniel and Drizzy. And our new one is a gentleman we met at camp this year, and his handle is Earl3.
Oh, Earl joined?
Yeah, he joined up.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Now, did you see Earl's, well, thank you to all the patrons. Appreciate it. But did you see from the Making Our Way podcast, did you see Earl's, I think it's that Earl guy, right?
Yep.
Earl 3X or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see what he made for the Making Our Way ornament swap?
No, I did not.
He made this ornament that was like the Danish cookie tin. Do you remember those Danish cookie tins? Like when you were growing up, there was always one of those tins in your house, but it was always full of the sewing kits.
Like a steel, like a metal tin?
Yeah, it's like a tin of cookies that you get at the supermarket. Yeah. He made one of those. It was really cool.
Yeah, so Earl's handle is Earl3.xyz if you want to find him on Instagram.
Thank you for joining, Earl. Thanks for all the patrons, both those we read and those we don't. Yeah. So the Gnome Hammer Hammer thing. Last month, he gave away the prototype to the house hammers, the $100 hammer.
Yes. Yep. It was a prototype of one of the first.
Yeah. And the guy who won it decided to pay it forward. He said, give it to somebody else. So it arrived in my house today. And I couldn't be happier.
Nice. Yeah, I saw, he's kind of, I think, I don't know what you'd call the one that he's making. He's showed it off there today or the other day.
Anyway, I wanted to call it like a duckbill hammer.
Well, it's kind of a variation on a, like a dog head or dog face hammer. Yeah, but
for some reason it looks like a duck's head.
Yeah, because he's got
like the ball in the back.
Well, the ball in the back is just rounded and there's no like step to it.
Yeah.
And then the face, like the striking face that you'd use is stepped down like into a cone and then it flares back out to the face. So it's
sharp,
kind of does have that like duck, duck face. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. It's an interesting look. It looks like it'd be a fun hammer to swing.
So if you want in on that, you better get in on it. Like, you better join our Patreon today, because we have, what, 3 days left before the drawing as this releases?
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's got... I haven't tried one of those hammers. I'm kind of curious, because I see a lot of sword people and knife people use them, but it seems to be something that you can swing a heavier hammer with that weight forward like that.
I bought a hammer like that for my wife that Dave France made with the snake head on it.
Right. Yes.
But I'm not swinging that hammer. That's hers. I'm not touching it. So I haven't swung one either, but we have one here at the house.
Yeah, I'd like to try one someday. I don't know that it's something I'd use every day, but it'd be an interesting thing to try out.
Yeah, they are cool. I wonder if it throws off your, like, it's like, I mean, I'm no blacksmith, but like, does it throw off your rhythm with the weight being in a different spot? Does it give you more control, less control?
I'd have to try
less power, more control? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
These are the questions that we can't answer that maybe our listeners can, and comment on the reel of this video on Instagram.
Yeah, it's I'd be curious to see how they act compared to what I'm used to running, like with the square faced rounding hammers that I use. They're kind of used to them being shorter and a little stockier, so the face is a lot bigger. I actually found, I don't know if I did find the hammer I built in that class this year. It was I'm enjoying that one because of the smaller face for doing like small stock tapers. Seems to work really well for that, because you're not having to worry about having so much of the like having that face be so large. It's a little bit more precise.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, there's so much to those hammers. I'm not sure what's what, to be honest.
Yeah, be interesting to see. Well, if you have any info on that, comment on our reel and keep that discussion going. But Tony and I would like to wish you guys all a happy and healthy and safe New Year. If you're out on the shop on New Year's, be safe. Don't drink and do anything stupid.
Don't drink and forge.
Yeah, don't drink and saw. But yeah, just be safe. Happy New Year. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us by listening, sharing the show is always appreciative. Rating and reviewing is always good, but just listening and being a part of this small community we're building, we definitely appreciate it. So thank you.
Yes, it'll be hoping for a fun 2024. Yeah. I'm waiting for people to stop saying 2020 something. Like, at some point we just got to say 24, 25.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no, I'm excited for the new year. Lots of stuff planned for the new year. We do have going back to the team thing for the Abana event. We have two people tentative right now. So there's another spot at least, and if there's more than that want to do it, I'm willing to step up and put more teams in so we get more teams participating. So we're willing to sponsor at least another team if that's something people are interested in, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so if there's like a pair of you going and there's only one more spot on Tony's team, let us know, and we can sponsor a second team. And just find two more people. So,
keep
Tony abreast of that situation.
We can sort that out. But it'll be fun. I'm hoping to hear more information. I think right now they're just trying to, like I say, if I get one more name, I'll put it out there to them. We've got one team, and if we get more, then I'll put that out again. Put that to the Abana, the organizers, so that they know they've got a couple teams at least coming. So.
Good.
I'm sure there'll be more than just us for sure, because it's a big event.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah.
Nice 23,
23 was good to us, so hopefully 24 is better. So what do we, did we double the pod listeners this year?
I don't know for sure, but our numbers are definitely looking good.
Yeah. We're going to continue to grow. So thank you all for listening and helping us do that. It's important for us. But
yeah,
we are going to forego the after show this week, or you want to do one?
Yeah, we'll do a quick one. We'll do something fun.
We're going to head on over to the after show. So if you want to hear that, join our Patreon. We would appreciate it if you would rate and review the show on Apple iTunes or whatever podcatcher of your choice that has rating and reviewing. Please do it. If it is 5 stars, we'll read it out online. I haven't seen a new one in a while, so you haven't heard me try and struggle through some S words. If you want to share the show with a friend, we'd appreciate that. If you share the show with all your friends, that would be epic. And if you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram, at Gmail, or Working Hands 3 on TikTok. Later.
Later.